Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All the hits, Mix 105.1, John Monroe and Jackson 618. Good morning, it's Friday! We are broadcasting live. We're actually hanging out at the Neaters at City Creek. We're going to be here all morning long. Now, the doors are opening up for Neaters at 7 a.m. And here's the cool thing. We are going to buy the first 8 people here at 7 o'clock breakfast. So, if you want to come and hang out with us, if you want to get some food, it is French Toast Friday. Yeah, I've already hinted towards those here at Neaters that it is we are fans of the French toast. You know, okay. maybe trying to get something for ourselves out of it.
You really should get up off your knees.
Okay, and just stop begging. Yes. Am I making an embarrassment of myself?
Kind of a little bit.
Really?
We're supposed to be professional right now.
Oh, this is the wrong show for
but
supposed
hey,
to be
guess
professional.
Guess what?
Yes.
I got my hubby's credit card. I'll buy you some French toast.
Ah, Monroe, look at you. It's not even in 105 Days of Love, and you're doing that. Appreciate
Welcome.
It. We are at City Creek Center, which means Jackson had a very early commute. We're going to talk a lot about this today, but Jackson, you spent the night here at City Creek in the tiny modal home.
I sure did. It was great.
Man, it looked like you had the best time ever.
It was really fun. It was a good time.
It's like a little mini vacation.
Yeah. I wouldn't go so far as to say mini vacation, because it's literally in the same city I'm in, and it was just in the middle of the mall.
Yeah,
sure.
But it was a good time.
Okay.
I don't regret anything.
You got Japan for gold.
No, I didn't.
He didn't do that one. We're going to talk about that. No. He didn't even do.
You can sit there and be all offended if you want, but you didn't even pay attention to the Instagram stories.
Yes,
otherwise, you would have known that I didn't do that one.
I saw you did the bell. You didn't put the bell costume on, but I saw you take your picture with it.
Yeah.
You know, Monroe seems like someone who crammed for a test and is now getting called out on the teacher ahead of time.
Uh-huh.
And realizing, uh-oh, I didn't read that chapter.
I didn't read that chapter.
Right, yeah.
I watched every single Insta story you did
right.
Until I went to bed.
Well,
at 8
if
o'clock.
You did, then you wouldn't have asked that silly question is all I'm saying.
Well, I'm going to go watch it. I'm sorry, boo.
All right. There is actually, it's a great Insta story up on our Instagram page, which is Mix 1051 Utah. If you want to see Jackson's adventures on City Creek yesterday, and then him actually living in this tiny home that's right next to the food court here at City Creek Center.
Ooh,
it was so
dinner.
Convenient. My Chick-fil-A, of course.
Oh, yeah,
of course.
Okay.
It's right down there.
Yeah.
How can you say no?
Naturally.
Yeah. In fact, the whole setup of the tiny home could not have been more convenient, because you are a mere stone's throw away from any food that you could ever possibly want.
Mm-hmm.
This food court at City Creek is crazy.
Plus waterfront property.
Waterfront property. I'm right on the creek. Any shopping I could ever want to do is anywhere. It's the best.
Yeah.
I would move into that house tomorrow if they let me.
Dude, you could see the Disney store light up at night.
I will say that
nightlight.
The first thing Monroe said as she's sitting down here, again, we're at the Neaters at City Creek. You're sitting down, and before even Hyatt's, I got a credit card in the Disney stores here. And that was like what you said.
She said all those things.
We are hanging out, and we couldn't be more excited, not only because it's French Toast Friday, but because Aladdin is going to be on our show this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how you got that to happen.
Yeah.
But, man, I feel really cool. It was like the first time I got to go to my kids and say, hey, guess who I'm talking to tomorrow? Aladdin.
Yeah.
He's calling the show. And they were like, what?
Mina Massoud.
Yeah.
Is calling in at 8:45 this morning to talk to us about hanging out with Will Smith.
Uh-huh.
Being on a magic carpet.
Right. And how much he loves the show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's, you know, Mina Masood, I don't know if you know this, he listens to our podcast each and every day.
I don't know why. Yeah.
Him and Madonna. They're in the chat all the time, right?
I'm always shocked in the chat room that everyone goes on AOL and they're on the chat room there and they just talk back and forth. All the big stars.
Oh, yeah.
I realize that.
We have the best of the stars.
AOL. Yeah. Isn't even a thing anymore, right?
I'm pretty sure this is all still relevant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I have doubt in myself. I told my kids that we were going to have Aladdin on, and they said, well, why not the genie? So that's the level that I have at my household each and every day when I'm, like, trying to brag to them.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we were sitting around at dinner last night, and we were talking, and Ella was like, you know, Daddy, why are you and Monroe and Jackson, why do you guys always just, like, laugh in the morning? And I said, well, that's our job. We're supposed to be silly and make people laugh. And my son Liam, little punk, is like, that's weird because it's not a very funny show. And
burn.
I was like, are you, what?
Burn.
What?
John.
Right?
What are you going to do?
I kicked him out of the house.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
There's no room for that in this house.
No, I let him fill up his backpack with whatever he wanted, so he filled up with Pokemon cards and a few candy bars.
Sure.
And I sent him on his way.
Bye.
And yelled at him the whole way down the street.
Yeah.
I'm funny!
Right. I can't believe you let him take the time to pack a bag.
You're right.
I thought it was just going to be like a put him on the iceberg, shove him off to sea situation. Yeah.
No, naturally I did what I always do. I didn't cope well. And I just broke down, and I was silent the rest of the night.
That's fair.
You know what you say? Hey, Liam, you know what's funny? Your college fund.
Yeah. Oh. So you know what's funny? Your mom, and then Jen was there, and I was like, why am I doing this to myself?
And then he was like, she is a good
guy. She's hilarious. She should do the morning show with Monroe and Jackson. I'm like, yeah, thanks for that.
John, I think you're funny.
Thank you. That's what this was about. Thank you, Monroe. I appreciate that. Okay. It is time for Jackson's Showbiz Beat.
Let's do it. Ed Sheeran. So he just released his EP full of collaborations.
Yeah.
Right, with a bunch of different artists. Or the EP is going to drop soon. He already dropped I Don't Care with Justin Bieber.
He's dropped two songs so far.
Yes.
I Don't Care, and then I think it's a song with Chance the Rapper. Is that who?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you threw it.
I got you.
Thank you.
Any other
so
thoughts
much.
On the second song? Nothing.
Nope.
No.
I really like. Okay. I really like the twist that Chance the Rapper put on it.
The twist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Ed Sheeran's always been a big fan of collaborations. Even back when he did Perfect, he collaborated with Beyonce. She knocked it out in one take and then went home. So you know. He's really into that. He wants to collaborate with a bunch of guys to redo Lady Marmalade, an all-male reboot.
Oh, man.
And he wants to do it with Justin Bieber and Bruno Mars, which I think would be pretty fun.
When you teased it just a few minutes ago, I was trying to think who would be the power group the way the original Lady Marmalade was.
They'd have to get Shawn Mendes in there, too, though. At least right now, he's probably like the biggest name
in
pop
his
music.
Calvin Klein's?
Yeah.
He would look really good in that video.
What if it's just Ed Sheeran and the Jonas Brothers?
I'd be down for that,
And then you don't need anyone else.
Oh, yeah,
I'm fine with that.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely fine with that. Now, a lot of people started coming after him for this, saying, you can't ruin a classic, man. And he says, guys, obviously an all-male Lady Marmalade would be a completely dreadful. I didn't say I wanted to cover it, you melons. Which, by the way, new favorite insult ever, you melon.
We're going to start using that?
Yeah,
okay.
For sure. Just that loads of people on a track like that might be fun. Lighten up. It's nearly summer. Hashtag barbecue life.
Hey, man, sometimes people need to just lighten up.
I know.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. Well, of all the things to get mad about, and I find a lot of things to get mad about every day. I just feel like poor Ed Sheeran doesn't need to put up with this.
No.
I know.
Leave Ed Sheeran alone. He's precious.
You can't break Ed Sheeran. I'm telling you. If you're responsible for that, we have problems.
Mm-hmm. We are going to have a fight for
Don't be
sure.
a melon.
Don't be a melon. Star Wars is opening up today. Galaxy's Edge, that's the new Disneyland attraction. And it looks really cool. Did you know it cost $1 billion to build?
Is that what they spent?
Man.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I feel like that came in under budget. Because considering all the stuff that allegedly is there, I feel like it should have cost a lot more.
Especially how interactive it is, just the technology.
Super interactive. It's 14 acres, and I think they used every single acre for it.
I've been watching so much video on social media of this thing. I actually, I blogged about it. I think it was yesterday. They let some fans in before anyone else.
Right.
The park was entirely closed. and they got to just wander through
and
see it all firsthand. And like, so you get to see it without like a crowd of people.
Yeah.
And it's really cool.
It is super cool.
Yeah.
My friend Nisha from Good Things Utah.
Yeah.
She was over there broadcasting, and it just looks like the most. I'm not even a Star Wars fan. I've never even seen a Star Wars. But this looks really fun. All the cool attractions and rides and stuff.
Just an experience.
Exactly. Yeah. You can only get in right now through reservations, and your reservation is only good for 4 hours. So, online reservations are already sold out. Now the only way you can get in, at least through June 23rd, is to stay at one of the Disneyland resorts.
Do you mean you only get to be in the park for 4 hours, or you have a four-hour window?
I would assume you only have a 4-hour window.
To like check
so
in.
If you didn't get there, then sorry. That's it.
Yeah,
you don't get your 4 hours.
There's no way to really police that, to kick them back out.
Do a colored wristband. Right? Like they do at the trampoline parks.
Bounce them.
Like, oh.
If you're wearing
a
blue
green wristband.
Exactly.
Please exit the trampoline park.
Man.
Please exit the galaxy, is what they would have to say. And it is not going to be cheap. Here's the thing. In order to even get into the park now, you have to be staying at the Disneyland Hotel, right? Those cost anywhere from $412 to $729 per night.
A night?
Per night.
Man.
Now, I'm sure our friends that get away today could probably, you know, help you out with those. But, yeah, that's if you just go online and book through the website, those are the prices. Galaxy's Edge is serving a pineapple rum drink called a Yub Nub for $42.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to be upset about it, but I guarantee I'd be there and be like, everybody with all these Yub Nubs, I got to have one.
The lightsabers. How much do you think a lightsaber is going to run you?
Oh,
$18, Bob.
$18?
No, because it's custom made, huh?
Fancy one.
You go through the whole thing.
It's like when you get your wand at Harry Potter World.
$75.
$200.
What?
There's no way.
Hi, real quick. I just want to one more time remind you that lightsabers at Disneyland. Star Wars Galaxy Edge are $200.
How does a family?
You don't.
You can't.
Nope.
There's no way. I cannot
sure
take my kids.
Cheaper ones.
Yeah.
I could take my husband's credit card and I could do
some
all
damage.
Of this fun stuff.
Yes. Right.
And not feel bad.
You wouldn't
at all.
Feel terrible about it?
No.
Yep. A single beer.
Single beer. Okay, wait a minute. Now that I understand your
pricing.
We're
doing like prices right here.
Single beer, $14.
$18.
12. So, not bad.
All right, it's a deal.
And a bottle of Coca-Cola.
But that's it's the $12. It's the cheap $12 beer that gets
you
to spend to buy the...
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions.
18+.
Coca-Cola $6.
Oh, a Coke? A Diet Coke? Oh man, my husband he would nail this one. $5.75.
$5.
Oh hey, it's pretty good. Monroe is the Coca-Cola drinker.
Is true. She loves her Cokes. And finally, Snooki and her husband welcomed their third child. She's given birth to a baby with husband Johnny Lavelle. It's a little boy named Angelo.
Angelo.
Which is very cute.
That is cute.
That's very Jersey Shore.
Yeah.
Angelo!
Angelo!
Yeah.
Hey!
So greasy. Angelos are so greasy.
Oh my gosh.
That is the show, Miss B.
I want to thank all the Angelos who listen to our show.
Angelo!
Right now.
Yeah. Hey, Angelo, if you got something to say, text me to 844-649-1051. Text me to my face.
Or you could just come on by City Creek Center, because that's where we're broadcasting live. Yesterday, we surprised Jackson with a fun opportunity.
Man.
An experience of a lifetime.
Is this how you sleep at night?
I don't know why you...
yourself these things?
I don't know why you fight it, Jackson.
Yeah.
I don't know why you fight it.
You get to do things that no one else ever gets to do. It's so exciting for you.
This is the time of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just say, it's not like they're sending me to the red carpet at the VMAs or sending me backstage to meet one of my favorite artists. No, 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 no. They're acting like this is a once-in-a-lifetime, incredible, beautiful, wonderful opportunity.
Yeah.
When in reality, it's just, you know, I'm not saying I didn't have a good time. I'm just saying I don't think it's living up to the level that you guys believe that you've placed it.
But the scrapbook pages.
Exactly. It's all about the scrapbook. Do it for the book.
Right.
That's what they all. That's what the kids say. Do it for the scrapbook.
It's true.
Yeah.
You say that. I think.
So yesterday at about 7:50, we surprised Jackson, we as in Monroe and I, with a fun new adventure. We always like to give him challenges without him knowing anything. So before the show yesterday, we said, Jackson, just pack a overnight bag. And then come in and get ready for something to do for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And he was so excited. He, like, almost tears in his eyes. He thanked us.
Like, oh, you guys.
Yeah.
Man, you guys misremember things bad. We should probably go get your brain scanned because it is not good.
And it all started because Monroe was reading this news article about how they had built a tiny home here at City Creek Center out in front of the food court.
Yeah, and I was looking at it, and I'm like, you know, that's kind of like a pet display.
Yes.
And instantly I'm like, Jackson belongs there.
Yes. And that's exactly what we did. We reached out to the Modal Tiny Homes and we said, hey, would you mind if we have someone from our morning show just like live in your house for 20
there for a while?
And they were like, is that something they want to do? And we're like, yeah, no, he's really excited.
He loves that idea.
Oh, my
he's
gosh.
He's all about it.
He's always like, let me live in like a mall for a day. I'm like, all right, man, we'll make your dream come true.
Okay. Here's the thing. You're going to joke about that. But living at the mall is awesome.
Was it really?
Oh, my gosh. Anything you could ever possibly need is mere steps away. Like, I had the best commute all night long because anything I needed, I just walk right out.
It's true.
Oh, I need to go get some Chick-fil-A at the food court? Blammo. Have you ever been walking distance from a Chick-fil-A? It's dangerous. And then, get this. Then you can wander on down to the other side of the store and do all sorts of shopping. Oh, you just want to hang out with a cup of coffee by the water fountain? Don't worry. You could do that, too. And you don't even have to figure out parking downtown. It's amazing.
And I will say that your commute in, you and I carpooled. By that, we carpooled this morning.
He held your hand. You walked over.
He held my hand.
Okay.
Let's make it clear.
Okay.
Actually, I was walking up and I was like, oh, there's the tiny home. Like, I hadn't seen it other than the Instagram Insta stories. And I noticed that Jackson was actually like opening up the blinds. So I tried to position myself to where, like, when he opened it, he would just see me like staring in.
Oh, did you get him?
No.
No, he wasn't paying attention.
Oh.
No, I did it twice. And then he just saw me like standing out there. He's like, what's up, man? I was like, oh, hey. Like, it totally ruined it.
Well. So that's what you get for trying to be sneaky. You know I don't pay attention.
So I watched Jackson. He locked up, and then we walked the 10 steps here to Neater's.
Yeah.
Man, you're this close beautiful. To a Neater's.
Yeah. It's nuts. I'm telling you, I would move into that house in that location tomorrow if they let me. Absolutely would.
I'll say this. So yesterday when we surprised Jackson with the opportunity to stay in a tiny home for the night here at the mall, we also gave you a scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
And we asked you to do the scavenger hunt and then post the video up on our Instagram Insta story at Mix 105.1 Utah. Mm-hmm. And here are the five items that we asked you to do. Number one, pan for gold in the creek at City Creek Center.
Yeah.
Number two, try on a princess dress at the Disney store. Number three, hide behind a fern and scare someone.
Uh-huh.
Number four, conduct the City Creek Fountain as it performs because it's choreographed and it's like the Bellagio fountains. Mm-hmm. And then number five, convince someone to come inside and have tea.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
There's no way to make tea in the tiny home. There's no water hookups.
Oh, okay.
So that one was just out.
Okay. So that
you
did not happen.
Count that one.
Okay, well, cross that one off your list.
I did go over and try a dress on at the Disney store.
You did, but you got some hate on Instagram for...
Man.
Because I wasn't wearing the dress. But they don't make dresses at the Disney store for fat dudes. They don't make... Believe it or not, they don't make princess dresses in fat dude size. They don't come
in
fat
ask?
Dude size.
Did you
yes,
really
I
ask?
Did. I walked up to her. I was like, excuse me, where's the fat dude section? And they were like, sir, we're calling security. So
you're telling me there's not a big market for fat dudes wanting Disney dresses?
Wanting Disney princess dresses. Apparently not.
Really?
Which is not true because I know a lot of fat dudes that would love, especially Ursula.
Hey, I feel like that is an untapped market, Disney. You want to make some extra cash
this
year? All
right, here's what we do, you guys.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
We start doing a bunch of knockoff Disney for fat dudes.
I think that's a
genius
idea.
So it's just kind of like the Big and Tall store.
Right.
But just Disney princess dresses.
I think that would go really well.
I think so, too.
We can call it Princess Big and Tall.
Write this down. Trademark.
Okay,
TM.
And it'll be right next door to kids' table.
Yes, exactly. It's quite the business. All right, so you put it like up to your body. And
yeah.
that's what your photo
I just
was.
Held it up against me. Yeah, well, I put like the hanger. Yeah.
Did you sing the song at least?
That wasn't part of the requirement. The requirement was just
know.
To...
When,
you
when
wanted
in Rome, John...
It didn't inspire me to sing a song because I was just holding up a dress in front of me, but you know... Not bad.
All right, so I'm going to give you that one. So you did try on a princess. I'm going to give you the... Did you pan for gold in the creek?
No.
Why?
Turns out, you cannot go anywhere near that creek.
Why?
Security is on top of it.
I will tell you
security
this.
Security is just watching the creek all the time.
City Creek and their security. It is incredible.
Yeah,
I have never seen such a secure place.
I was joking yesterday that, like, you know, oh, there are a bunch of Paul Blarts over there, but they're better.
No, they're like,
they're
yeah.
They're better than Walmart.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah,
Men
yeah.
in Black here.
Right. Like,
but they're always watching. In fact, last night I had to sneak behind the house because I was afraid someone was going to see me. And I had to just spit all my, brushing my teeth. And I had to spit into the creek.
Oh, because there wasn't running water.
There's no running water in the house. So I'm going out. It's raining. I'm barefoot. I wander around the back side of the tiny home. And I spit into the creek. And I'm like, oh my gosh, if someone comes over to me, hunched over the creek with white around my mouth and dirt all over my feet, I'm going to look like a rabid animal.
The last thing you'll hear is taser, taser, taser.
Exactly.
And that'll be it. All right. Did you conduct the fountain as it performed?
Sure.
That's weird because I don't remember seeing video of that anywhere on your Instagram.
Oh, maybe you should go check again.
Insta story.
You should go check one more time.
I think you're lying right to his face right now.
Which I'm shocked.
What?
Because we had
the
whole promotions department came over for lunch at City Creek to see you over here. So I felt like that was a perfect time to record you dancing with the fountain. What happened? What went wrong?
We had lunch, and then I was tired.
So you had to go lay down in your tiny home?
Yeah. Have you ever had chow mein?
The truth.
Makes you so sleepy.
It sure really does.
But
it does.
It hits you like
knocks you right out.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I can't. You expect me to go do something, conduct business under those circumstances? That's so rude.
Okay, so far you have done one
uh-huh.
of the five that we gave you.
Sure.
0.5.
0.5. We're not even going to give you the whole one for trying on the Disney dress.
Wow.
Now, the final one, hide behind a fern and scare someone. Mm.
That I did do. But...
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing. They never actually specified that these things had to be done at City Creek.
Right.
So I headed back to Broadway Media.
You.
We, me and Sarah from Promotions, stole a big tall tree from our lobby, pulled it up to our floor on the elevator, and then I hid behind it while Monroe comes walking out into the lobby. I jumped out from behind that plant, and I got her. I got her so good, you guys.
It was.
I got her so.
It was so good.
So good. It was the best.
Yeah.
Like last night, I was laying down in bed. And I'm like, my heart is still pounding.
Yeah, I'll bet.
If you don't do anything else today, like if you don't go on our social media a lot, that's fine. I understand life gets busy. Go to our Instagram, Mix1051 Utah.
It.
Go to our Insta story. Tap through. You'll see a lot of Jackson talking about the home, and that's all exciting. But if you don't have time. Get to the one, you'll see it, because the camera is behind, like, this tree. And then you'll see Monroe walk out, talking to me.
Uh-huh.
And the next thing you know, you can actually see Monroe die.
Yeah. She leaves. Her spirit left her body for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
And then came back down and was really mad.
And it is the greatest video one could ever see. Yeah.
She was so scared.
Oh, I might try.
I was afraid because she came up and started hitting me with her big old hands.
Oh, yeah. Those big hands were out.
Those big hands were dangerous.
So angry.
She's throwing them around like she doesn't need a permit.
Well, Jackson, I'm proud of you for, once again, doing your challenge.
Killing it.
Coming through in a big way.
Killing it.
My wife actually asked me last night when I got home. She's like, is Jackson really living at the mall? I'm like, oh, yeah. She's like, that isn't just a radio bit. I'm like, oh, no. He's living in a tiny home.
At the mall.
In front of the food court.
Why not?
Just hanging out.
I mean, at this point, that's like the least weird thing that we've done.
Why not?
Here's the thing, though. I hope that you broke the news to her that after it's done here at City Creek, I'm taking that tiny home and putting it in your backyard. Is she aware of this fact? Because
we're going to have to break that to her.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Jen, it's happening, honey. Get ready.
It's going to be What About Bob.
Let's play the feud. Feud. Morning Show Family Feud. In fact, what we're doing today is I do have a pair of tickets to New Kids on the Block and the Mixtape Tour happening at the Vivint Smart Home Arena. Go ahead and play along. You can only text in today. You can't call in to 844-649-1051. But if you guess one right on my list, doesn't work as well when we're on location. Right here, I'll put you in a drawing for those NKOTB tickets.
Speaking.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You have, you know, badgering celebrities.
Oh, New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
Because I will be you here in just another week.
Yes.
I have the top 10 best high school movies. So these are movies that are taking place within a high school. Okay, these weren't movies you saw during high school. These are movies that involve some way a high school. I only
got
have the top 10. We will start, of course, with Monroe. Monroe, you won the coin toss during the commercial break.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
I love that movie.
I thought she was calling you out for a fight. I didn't realize we had started the game.
You thought she was going to punch me in the face.
Just bring it on. I was like, not with those big hands. Leave them alone. It's not a fair fight. Pick up someone with your own hand size.
Bring it on. That's where you have the jazz hands.
Yes.
That's where we all learn that.
Are not
spirit fingers.
Spirit fingers.
These are spirit fingers. And these are gold.
Thank you.
Oh, I love
thank
that
you for
movie.
That. That was
love
thank
that
you
movie.
For that gift that anytime, you just
man.
Gave.
Absolutely anytime.
Show me, bring it on.
What?
No, I bring it on. Did not make a list of the top 10 best
come
high
on.
School movies. Jackson, we'll go over to you. What do you think?
The high school movie. When you think of high school, you think of this movie, The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club, that would be the one where they're all sitting in
detention.
It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Mess with the bull, get the horns.
And they're talking about, they have one person from each clique.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like, oh, look at this wacky group of characters getting into hijinks.
So much more than that, though. It's
you know what I got for my birthday?
Yeah.
I got a pack of cigarettes.
Don't you forget about me. The Breakfast Club, ding, ding, number 6 on the list here
it.
Of
good
the
mind.
Top 10 best high school
movies. I feel like it
should
have been higher, but whatever.
Wait till you hear the ones in front of it, though. Maybe you won't feel that way.
Maybe I will.
Back to you.
What about High School Musical?
High School Musical.
High school.
I don't know if I would. Did that ever go out to the theaters?
High School Musical?
I thought it just was a Disney.
The first one did.
No. Three did.
Disney,
number one.
High School Musical 1 and 2 were Disney Channel originals.
I thought so.
But High School Musical 3 was so big, it went to theaters.
So you're telling me it's not on your list because you had to ask that question.
Okay, you didn't get one right on that. Jackson, back over to you with the top 10 best high school movies.
Now, I regret, I'm going to already regret saying this one. Because it's not technically in school. In fact, the whole point of it is that it's not in school, but it is very high school. Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Ding, ding. Number 4.
Yeah,
another one. They're kind of in high school.
They're in high school, but the whole point of the movie is not going to school.
Principal Rooney. You have him.
Oh, man.
Braid dancing.
Yeah.
Do you want some gummy bears?
And then
it's a great movie.
I forgot the receptionist's name or the secretary's name. Oh, well. Ferris
Dude.
Bueller's Day Off did make it.
I know one.
You know one?
Yeah, I know I got
are
it.
Are you sure? Because you've embarrassed yourself twice.
I know.
So far.
I'm going to nail it with this one. If this one's not number one.
What do you got?
Mean Girls.
Boom.
Show me Mean Girls. Ding, ding.
Yes.
Number
yes.
3. Did
I'm
not make
board.
Number one. Number
on
3 on this list. Of course,
it's
Jackson.
It's number one in my heart.
Ugh,
for
my
sure.
Gosh. Jackson used to have like a burn book cell phone. cover cage.
I know, I miss that.
And I had a Cal Team Bar cover, which is a much deeper cut than the Burn Book.
True, but, yeah.
I love that stupid movie. I'm all about it.
We're playing Morning Show Family Feud. Text us now. Again, it's the top 10 best high school movies. From Katy Perry, it's called Never Really Over, Mix 105.1. Thoughts on the new song?
I didn't hear it.
I didn't listen to it.
We had a listener come by. Tyler came by. We did a photo. He was very nice. He literally ran here from Fifth South.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to meet us, slash he wanted to get free French toast.
And he kicked down the door, and he was like, I listened to it!
It really was the best thing we could ask for.
Yeah, he busted in here like he was stopping a wedding to the woman he loved.
That's right.
He busted those doors down and was like, I want my free toast! It was great.
And then he happened to say to us, we look like our voices, which I don't know if that's a compliment or not. I don't know how to take
it. I'll take it as a compliment. Okay. Because people love me.
Okay, so they're always excited. They're like, oh. Yeah. Huh.
Huh. It's always not excited to meet you?
It's more of a look of disappointment a lot of times.
No, it's That's more not like, true. So you're Monroe.
Hold on, Monroe. We need to have a little powwow without John real quick.
Oh, man.
Yesterday, when I posted that video of me scaring you and John was in it, we had so many thirsty... We got so many thirsty replies like, oh my gosh, John's so handsome. John's so hot.
Really?
It was hilarious.
You guys know why?
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 Bowflex, 20 minutes, three times a week.
God.
That's all you need to do.
You opened that door, Jackson.
We're playing Morning Show Family Feud. I've got the top 10 best high school movies. Guess one right, and you will get in the drawing, at least, for New Kids on the Block tickets. Now, so far, Mean Girls has been guessed, Ferris Bueller's Day Off has been guessed, and The Breakfast Club, which means we still have seven more to go. Jackson, the text messages are in front of you, so let's go through some of those text messages.
Ah, let's do it. How about Juno?
Juno. Oh, I love Juno.
I love Juno with Ellen Page, Rainn Wilson.
Who's Michael Cera?
Michael Cera is in
it.
Allison Janney is in it.
Yes.
J.K. Simmons. It's a great movie.
Great movie, but not on this list. Juno did not make the top 10. No.
How about everyone's second favorite Robin Williams movie, Dead Poets Society?
What's his first
favorite? That's college, isn't it?
No,
it's like a boarding school, I think, yeah.
I feel like everyone's first favorite is Aladdin because no one can shut up about the genie. I'll tell you one thing.
Oh, Captain, My Captain, isn't that from a Dead Poets Society where they stand
Well, up and... it's, you know, from a poem.
Thank you.
But also, they read it in Dead Poets.
No, Dead Poets Society did not make this list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How about... Angie wants to know 10 things I hate about you.
Oh, Heath Ledger.
Also
oh my gosh,
great.
He's singing on the bleachers.
Such a good
man.
Part. Yeah.
That just lit up my
what
day.
A babe.
That was our introduction to Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Andrew Keegan, also in the movie. Anyone
Who's
remember?
The girl with the face? Julia Stiles.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
The girl with the
face. She's got that face. Hey, you know what
you
face
know
what? I'm talking
I know
about.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly what I'm talking about. She's got one face, and she's got it looks like Julia Stiles' face.
That's the thing, is you want to hate on him for it, but you knew exactly who he was
but
talking
he's
about.
He's so right.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's the thing. If you got a mask, like a dollar store Halloween mask.
Yeah.
Of most celebrities, you would just look like a blonde woman. But if you got a Julia Stiles mask, you would look like Julia Stiles because she's got that face.
10 Things I Hate About You is at number 9. So, yes,
oh,
10
okay,
Things
great.
I Hate About You. So, congratulations. You are in the running for those New Kids on the
Congrats,
Block tickets.
Angie.
Who else we got?
Stand and Deliver.
Stand and Deliver. I cannot think of that movie.
I didn't like that movie.
Is
it's really sad. Like she gets pregnant, right? And is that the one where she gets pregnant
I
in
don't
high
know.
School? And then they have to move out together, and then they end up breaking up, and it's so sad.
It's also not on this list.
Okay.
No, but thank you so much for the IMDb. I appreciate it. Back over to Jackson.
Brett wants to know if John Tucker Must Die is on there, which is a great movie.
Oh,
Brett.
But I wouldn't say of all time.
Brett, this is the top 10. Best high school movies of all time. Not just name a high school movie.
John Tucker Must Die. That's a great show.
Oh, what about Clueless?
Number one.
Dang. Yeah.
Number one.
Dang.
All right, fine. I'll allow it.
Right? Look, I would think... I don't know. I'm going to wait for someone to figure out number two, and then I'll tell you my thoughts on this list. Let's go a few more guests, and then I'll just give you the top 10.
Varsity Blues.
Varsity Blues should be on the top 10, but did not make the top 10.
Bye, Tyler.
Tyler, goodbye. Bye, thanks, Tyler, for coming in, man. You. Appreciate it. Tyler getting free breakfast this morning.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High, number 8 on this
list. Wow, yeah.
Man, I was never a fan of that movie.
Really?
Yeah, everybody loved it. You know what I bet is on there, though?
Hmm.
Dazed and Confused.
Dazed and Confused, number 7. Should be higher if you ask me, but yeah.
And Colin and Megan would like to know if Grease made the list.
Okay, it is a high school.
Oh, that is a high school movie. Mm. Oh. Tell me more, tell me more.
Yeah, thank you, Monroe. Summer Lovin', that's what that
movie's
all
about. I think,
if
anything, it would be Grease Lightning if you really wanted to pick the one song.
Wait, what?
It's named Grease. Grease Lightning would be the song.
That was the worst song. That's where Tom Cruise got that dance.
I am
where Tom Cruise
so embarrassed
got the move
that
to
we
jump
are
on
in
Oprah's
public
couch
right now. I am so embarrassed by you. I can't believe it.
Me too. number 10 on this list of the top 10 best high school movies, Election. Reese Witherspoon, Matthew Broderick.
Yeah,
I love that movie.
It's
good.
I love it because it's so different. Okay, Monroe's not for it. Number 9 was 10 Things I Hate About You. Number 8, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Number 7, Dazed and Confused. Number 6, The Breakfast Club. Number 5, Lady Bird.
That's the newest one. Right?
I don't feel like. Yeah, it was made in 2017. It was nominated for a few Academy Awards.
If it gets nominated, I don't watch it because I feel like, they're all going to die.
It's
going
to be a real snooze fest.
They're all going to die.
No one dies, but it is a snooze fest. I do not feel like it should have made this list.
But it's important.
Number 4, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Number 3, Mean Girls. Number 2, no one guessed this. Now, it might have been on text, and if so, we'll put you in the drawing. Superbad.
McLovin!
No one guessed Superbad.
I don't know. You're right. That was my bad. That was like,
dude,
that my generation, the Superbad came out while we were in high school, and we were the Superbad generation.
Yes.
Like, it was great.
That legitimately is the only movie I think I've ever, like, laughed out loud at till my stomach hurts, like in the theater.
It was great. It was so good.
Yeah. There's so many things I can't quote because we're on the radio.
I know.
And number 1, Clueless, of the top 10 best high school movies. There you go. Monroe, I can't remember what we discussed because it's been a while. Are we doing A Pocket Full of Sunshine here, or are we not doing one?
Well, I didn't have one.
Okay, that's fine. We don't have one. No, we're fine
we
on time. And I want
to
say Kayla came by and got herself some free breakfast this morning. Mm-hmm. French Toast Friday. By the way, Kayla was the one when we were on air. She walked in, and I was like, hey, are you a listener? And you both made fun of me that I was forcing our show onto someone.
Because you made eye contact with her, and she put her head down.
She kind of hurried away, yeah.
Really hurried away. I think you scared her. You came on a little strong.
I'm desperate.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens when you're desperate. You come on strong. But she came over afterwards, and she was like, I do listen every day. So, Kayla, thank you. And then Devin walks in.
Dude, Devin?
Devin's the man.
I love Devin.
Yeah.
He's a good time.
Because the first thing he did when he walked through the door was look at my hands.
That literally is the first thing Devin did.
He looked at her hands and was like, oh, your hands aren't that big.
That big.
That big.
That
not
big.
Your hands are regular size. Your hands are woman sized. Not your hands are like small.
My hands are small.
That's not what I'm seeing here. You're waving that thing around and it's like an oscillating fan.
So, Kayla, Devin, thank you for coming as well this morning. We are broadcasting live from the Neaters at City Creek Center. We have, 4 more gift cards, I think, to give out this morning for free breakfast. So if you show up, if you're one of the next 4 and you say, I listen to Mix, I like you guys, we'll go ahead and buy you some breakfast this morning.
Come in and be like, Norm! I've always wanted to do that. Walk through a door and have people go, Norm!
You want somebody to yell Norm at us?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure I understand.
That's not how that works, though. They would walk in, and we would all yell.
If
you want, from now on, anytime someone walks into Neaters, we can just yell Norm.
Okay, if every time I walk through the studio from now on, can you guys just say Norm?
I don't
Maybe.
Think she understands how it works. Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. It is all powered by KUTV. Save some time tomorrow morning. Watch the morning sprint on 2 News This Morning at 6:40 a.m. The biggest stories, the forecast for your day, and need-to-know traffic. Alrighty, well, we're getting closer and closer to finding our next Batman. Everyone's,
I thought our Pat had it.
Yeah, is it not like...
No, screen testing 2.
Okay.
We're down to 2, it looks like. Robert Pattinson is 1. Who did you guys want to go out for? Because I really wanted to see James Marsden as Batman.
James Marsden?
Yes!
No.
He's great, and he's so pouty.
First of all, he's already Cyclops.
Who cares?
You don't. He can't be Batman. Also,
I'm sorry. Ryan Reynolds was Green Lantern.
No.
And Deadpool.
And Chris Evans was
Flash.
Flame Boy.
Flame Boy.
Flamer.
He was a flamer.
Right, yeah.
On Fantastic Four. Uh-huh. And then he went on to be Captain America.
Okay.
So you can do two.
All right.
Yeah, what? Just think of it as a catapult.
Oh, yeah. To the next level.
Yes.
I mean, there's nothing higher than Batman.
That's true. Yeah. You're saying that like it's nothing,
no, I mean
thing,
that.
But really.
No, I mean that. To me, Batman's number one.
It's like Batman and James Bond. Like, there's just the, yeah. That's like peak franchise.
I don't remember, Monroe. We were really pushing for someone at some point.
And I really wanted Idris Elba.
Well, it's going to
Nicolas
be
Nicolas Cage.
Holt. Wow, weird.
that was not the right answer.
So Nicholas Holt and Robert Pattinson are going to screen test for the next Batman movie. So we're getting very close. They're going to wear the bat suit while they audition.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. That's unfair because the person that doesn't get it is going to be like, I went in and I wore the suit.
That'd be such
and
a hard
they
work.
Didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
If you don't know Nicholas Holt, he's kind of had a small role in everything. One of the things that John knows him from is Warm Bodies.
I love that movie.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Where the zombie falls in love with a girl, and then he has a heart.
His heart slowly grows. Yeah, and they turn into normal humans at some point.
Exactly.
It's awesome.
So he plays the zombie in Warm Bodies.
He was the boy in About a Boy, too.
Oh, was he really?
Yes.
Man.
And that movie was fantastic.
He was the boy.
He was so good.
He also played in a few X-Men movies. He was in Tolkien, the newest one about J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear that
Emma
was good.
Roberts, too, for a while?
He was in Mad Max.
He I bet he was.
In Mad Max, he's the guy who has a change of heart and ends up turning into a good guy.
Sure.
No one knows. Okay. Anyways, know one too far. Yeah. Too far, probably.
Anyway, so you might not know him by name, but you've definitely seen him in something.
Okay.
He's been in something. He looks Batman-y, but he's also... I think it's interesting how Batman is going down to two Brits.
I know. I was going to say, Batman's going to be very British this time around.
Maybe they want that because Batman in his real life is sophisticated and aloof.
Right. And Bruce Wayne this time lives in Wiltshire.
I guess my problem is I always felt like Batman was more like in his mid-30s. I never saw Batman as like a young character.
Yeah.
To me, he was always more old. And I feel like Robert Pattinson and this guy, they're in their 20s. They're too young for me.
They are definitely not in their 20s.
Okay, well, they look too young for me for Bruce Wayne.
To believe it.
Yeah, like even look at Christian Bale. Like he was kind of more haggard in the role of Batman.
Nicholas Holt is 29.
Yeah, see,
Robert Pattinson is...
He's a mid-30s
guy.
Hold
on, I'm trying to do a lot of this here. He's 33.
Okay.
29, 30. So they're in their 30s.
No.
That's what that means.
Nope.
Don't
yep.
you know me?
I
That's
know.
Facts. That's cold, hard facts.
Nah,
I just Googled
news.
It. It's right in front of you. Max Sabbath. I didn't say Black Sabbath. I said Max Sabbath.
Okay.
It is a Black Sabbath cover band that only sings about fast food, which I think is hilarious.
Yes.
Max Savage is joining Oakley Dokley on tour this summer. Oakley Doakley is inspired by a Simpsons character named Ned Flanders. So,
what does Oakley Doakley do?
I don't know.
Okay.
I assume they all just dress as Ned Flanders. I didn't get any more details than that.
Okay.
Because as soon as I heard that there's a Ned Flanders band, I just lost my mind.
Right.
Yeah. I'm really excited. And they're teaming up with Max Sabbath. So if you're looking for a really good summer show, the Max Sabbath Oakley Doakley tour, I think is going to go really great.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I think it's going to be
really fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Lil Nas X. Okay, this was actually great. And videos went everywhere. It was so cute. If you weren't on Facebook at all yesterday, here's basically what happened. Lil Nas X did a surprise performance of Old Town Road at an Ohio elementary school.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't realize what a contingency Old Town Road had with the youth of America.
Oh, man, that's
These
where it came
kids
from.
Kids love this song.
I'm telling you, it's the kids that are driving this song.
Yeah.
Completely.
So if you go, you'll be able to find videos everywhere. Just type in Lil Nas X school or something like that. You'll find the video of him actually performing for the kids.
Norm! I was told to yell Norm.
We just had a listener walk in. Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead, Jackson. We'll finish and we'll come over and say hi.
So, yeah, the kids got super excited. There are videos of them dancing. You got to watch for the little kid. He's got an all gray sweatsuit, and he is dancing his face off.
That's awesome.
He was my favorite.
Man.
I watched that video like a million times because these kids are pumped. It was so cute. That is a Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. We are in the midst of Choose the News, three stories to pick from. Jackson, your story was...
We all know that you can't date your friend's ex, but who else is romantically off limits?
Monroe?
How you could have the Simpsons living room furniture.
And I've got Mountain Dew stole my recipe. Well, Jackson, you have the text today. We're not taking calls. We're only taking text messages. What do you got?
Jesse says, John, I am a Mountain Dew addict. I need to know this.
That's a Utah thing.
Let me tell you. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. We love our Diet Coke, our dirty Diet Cokes from Swig.
Right.
And we love our Mountain Dews around here.
We do the Dew here.
We do.
We done did the Dew.
I think
the Dew has already been did, for sure. In this state, all we do is do the Dew.
That's true.
It's like Dew o'clock all the time. Dew 30. I would love to hear John's story with the Mountain Dew and all about it. Everyone, let me
play.
You.
Listen,
John knew what he was doing.
Yeah, it's like you know how puppies play.
Yeah,
Mountain Dew plays.
Mountain
Dew plays.
Do the Dew. There were like four W's, so I feel like I had to do it.
You got
to
do
the Dew. Do it. Let's see something that's not for John. Morning, guys. Glad to hear Jackson survived the night. We've got one vote for Monroe and two votes for Jackson. Thank you, Kenzie.
I'm on board.
If you're wondering why Jackson survived the night, we actually had him sleep here at City Creek Center in a tiny home.
Yeah.
You can see the photos up on our Instagram page.
And the tiny home was lovely.
It was
gorgeous. I know. I thought it was going to be kind of funny. Like,
yeah, me
oh,
too.
Yeah. And then it ended up being a great
really
time
nice.
That I'm sad
nice.
I missed out on.
Yeah.
You do feel a little exposed hanging out in the middle of the mall in the middle of the night.
There are some serious windows in that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And there's only drapes on one side.
Oh, I didn't
but
know
other
that.
Than that, pretty good time. Hey guys, this is Avery, and surprisingly, I will have to go with John.
Don't need the surprisingly.
I love it.
You can just be confident
no,
in your vote.
It's surprisingly.
My mom will vote for Jackson, though. Today is the last day of school, so John, the story better be good.
Oh man.
Oh,
oh no.
Oh,
I don't like that.
This might be the last time Avery listens for a while.
And if it's bad,
school.
You're gonna leave her on a bad note.
Yeah, you better be careful. I would like to hear who romantically links to after a breakup. So, Jackson. I vote Jackson because he's super hot, and if he ever wants a fun date, call me up.
Yeah! Oh! Hey, listen.
Let's all simmer down, okay?
Send me your resume, okay? I'll go through a few of my
It is 7:45. It is too early in the morning.
You're
going to
have to pass through me
exactly.
to get to Jackson.
That's fair. That is true. Monroe is my screener, for sure. I choose Monroe's story. I love listening to you guys every morning. Morning. You helped me start my day. That's so lovely. Normally, I'm on John's bandwagon for pity.
Oh, man.
But Jackson's news sounds intriguing. I'm going to vote for Jackson. That's from Anthony. Thanks, Anthony. All right. Let's see. Going to total it up. And our winner today is...
Don't do it.
You guys remember when you were kids, you'd go over to maybe the Pizza Hut or to McDonald's, and you'd grab your soda, and you wouldn't just pick one soda. You would go through and pick all of the sodas.
Oh, my mom was one of those people. You get like the little Dr. Pepper. And
you never did that?
It's not good. There's a reason why they don't can
half
that
and
stuff.
Half.
It was the best. No, I wouldn't just stop at a half and a half. I would go through each one.
Everything.
Yeah, the Dr. Pepper, the Sprite, the root beer.
It's not good.
Oh, it's the best of all
it's
worlds.
It's a novelty.
For sure.
Well, Mountain Dew just rolled out a new flavor called Mountain Dew Liberty Brew. They are mixing 50 of their flavors into one drink.
Oh, because they have it's like Gatorade now with Mountain Dew.
Right.
They have one for every color.
Whiteout, code red, it's black. It's like enough, people, okay?
So they haven't announced the 50 flavors they chose from. That's right, they have more than 50 choices.
That's wild.
Isn't that insane?
I thought they were just pulling out old ones. They're like, I don't know, we still have all that Baja Blast that Taco Bell can't sell.
Yeah.
We'll just dump it in there.
But you know what one's going to ruin it all is the black one. That's
Pitch black
make...
is delicious. How dare
is
you?
It?
It was my favorite one.
But then it's going to make it a nasty color,
I don't,
too.
They must
like
not be using
all the
it.
Paint colors.
Because I guess the color turned out to be bright blue.
Bright Ooh. Blue?
And maybe that's because they just went with the flavor part and not like the whatever kind of like color they're putting in there. Yeah, the dye.
Okay.
But the drink did start showing up in stores over Memorial Day weekend. And people who have tried it say it tastes like... Any ideas?
Dr. Pepper.
Tastes exactly like Dr. Pepper.
That is a good... Because Dr. Pepper's just 23 flavors all mixed together.
Well,
like
that's just what it all tastes like to me. Like, you know.
It tastes like
Bye,
being sad.
It tastes like sadness.
Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty,
and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Does it, I feel like that's what it is. You know what it feels like to be sad? Well, it tastes like that.
Good news. We finally bottled it. The taste of sadness.
We bottled sadness. It tastes just like student loans in an empty gas tank. Thank you. It's delicious.
It tastes like grape, berries, and tropical fruits all mixed together.
Dr. Pepper.
I can assure you.
Where
Dr.
Have you,
Pepper
have you
are
ever
you drinking?
Had
grape
Pepper?
Mixed with tropical? Oh, yeah, that's Dr. Pepper.
Can I tell you, I almost said the Dr. Pepper tastes like whiskey, but that's only because I always add whiskey to Dr. Pepper.
Oh, my God.
That's not true. It doesn't.
All right. You'll be able to at some point today read Monroe's story and Jackson's story up online at mix1051utah.com. Fiance Friday, Monroe, what is Fiance Friday?
Fiance Friday is where you're engaged to somebody and they start acting a little funny. Maybe you're worried they're getting cold feet, or possibly worse, they've got something else going on the side. You got to find it out. You got to test them. You got to run that test. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing healthier in a relationship than testing someone like this. That's my understanding of it. So,
so then we have Yikes. Jackson call him.
Uh-huh.
And Jackson
tries to catch the cheaters.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I do a great job sniffing them right out.
What we do is we offer a sensual couples massage. The idea is that it would be a couples massage where maybe you could perhaps even hook up during the massage.
It is tray romantic.
Yes, and so that's how we try to get people at least to buy into what we're doing. And today we're going to try to help out Stevie. Morning, Stevie.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning. So tell us what's happening in your life.
Oh, I am just having really weird feelings about my fiance, Keith. I don't know if it's because I listen to you guys and Fiance Friday, and that's why I'm thinking. I mean, seriously, I'm like, sorry. I don't know if I'm making this up.
Yeah. Well, tell us what's that, like, what is giving you these feelings then?
Well, okay, so this is kind of weird, but I think he's cheating on me with this girl that helped set up our proposal. Okay, I know. So that's okay. So here's what happened. Like, we went to this really nice restaurant and there was a photographer there. Oh, and then a guy with a guitar who sang to us. I mean, it was like off the hook romance.
So sweet.
It was really nice. Well, this girl is the manager who set it all up. And I know she did a lot to help out, which I really appreciate. But a few days after the proposal, she sent him some pics from the night, which was fine, just a few pics, okay. But then a few more days go by, and she's texting him.
Mm.
And it's been 3 months since Keith proposed, and he's still texting Ivy. That's her name, Ivy.
Ivy.
Well, and then we ran into her once, and she and Keith were talking like they were best friends or something. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm sorry. Did they know each other ahead of time? Like before this, were they? Oh, nothing like that.
No. Like it was just she was the manager of the restaurant when he went to set up. She was really cool and helpful, and I mean it turned out to be really, really good.
Yeah.
That was it. Yeah. But here's the thing, and this is I know it might be weird, but I'm actually a little older than Keith. And Ivy and him are, like, the same age.
Mm.
So it makes me uncomfortable now that they're texting. And I need to know if he's cheating or not. I just, I need to know.
I say she's trying to put a wedge into your relationship. There, I said it. That's the vibe I'm getting. I know nothing about anything.
Okay. But yeah. Slow down, crazy.
Oh.
I try not to judge these things because, like, I make friends very easily, and I am often texting people that I met one time 3 months ago, and that, like I've always been that way.
Yes.
And I could see why it would look a certain way, but maybe he's just a friendly guy. Is he one of those guys that just, like, walks around making friends left and right?
I mean, he does, but this is weird. I mean, to text another woman, I think it's inappropriate many times.
I bet he's just not smart enough to know that it's inappropriate.
So you think he's not picking up on the fact that it's not okay?
Yeah.
Well, and maybe Ivy is the one that is trying to be, like, aggressive about it. And he's just...
oh, this guy's a Marion type. I gotta get him.
And he's just too nice to realize that she's hitting on him. He thinks that she just wants to be friends. Because that sounds like a John Watkins thing if I've ever heard it. Where, like, someone's being nice, he's like, oh yeah, they're just being nice. Not realizing that they want a little more.
All right, here's the deal. Stevie, if you want, we can have Jackson call up your fiance, Keith, and we could have Jackson offer that sensual couples massage, and we could see, like, does he want to bring Ivy? Does he want to bring you? And we can just kind of get to the bottom of this.
Yes, I need to know.
Okay, then we'll do that next. I just need from you, for legal reasons, to allow Keith to be on the radio. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Jackson, you ready?
Let's do it.
Hello.
Hi, is this Keith?
Yep.
Hi, Keith. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for asking. The reason I'm calling is actually because we are a new massage parlor in town, and we're having a really hard time getting people in the door. So what we're planning on doing is just offering up a few free massages to a few people. Hopefully you'll come in, you'll have a good time, and you'll share with a few of your friends that you came in, you had a good time, just so that we can get some word-of-mouth advertising going. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, that sounds sweet, actually.
Awesome, man. So the package I'm actually offering today is our couples massage package, where you and a romantic partner would lay side by side while a team of massage therapists comes in, and they give you pretty much any type of massage that you might be interested in. Deep tissue, Swedish, they're really well trained. And they're also, like, super friendly, too. So if you are, you know, into chatting during your massages, they love to chat, or, you know, they can be real quiet. Totally up to you, your comfort level. And then when you're done with your massage, we move you over to your serenity room. And that's just a private space for you and your partner to enjoy an hour of each other's company. We make it really romantic. So there's candles, there's aromatherapy, chocolate-covered strawberries. All of that's included. Like I said, normally $500 package, but I want to offer it to you for free so that we can get the ball rolling here on some business. Does that sound good?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No, that sounds awesome, actually.
Great. This has been the easiest call I've ever had. I love it. All right. So
people
don't want
a massage.
I know. Well, the problem is everyone thinks it's a scam. So everyone thinks that I'm in here trying to get their credit card information. And then once I got them, you know. But I don't even need that. To get the appointment booked, I just need your name. It's Keith, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Cool, man. And then what is the name of your romantic partner that you'd like to bring along?
Stevie.
All right.
Yay.
Okay.
See?
Perfect. Awesome. Hey, hi, Keith. This is John Monroe. You're just talking with Jackson. You're on the radio right now on Mix 105.1, and so is your fiance, Stevie.
Hi, honey.
Oh. Hey, Stevie. What's going on?
I love you.
I love you too, babe.
Stevie, why don't you tell Keith why we called him today?
Well, I just felt like you and Ivy were talking a lot, and I'm not going to lie. I really thought you might be cheating. You're texting a lot.
Oh my God. No, babe. No, I'm not cheating. No, Ivy's just my friend. That's it.
What?
Like, all right. So look, I mean, like she was Ivy. Okay. Clearly this needs some explanation. So Ivy was, you know, as nice enough to help with our engagement.
Right.
And so then after that, she wanted some dating advice. And she just wanted to know if I thought asking someone to the gym was a silly way to reach out. That's basically it. And then after that, we talked about how the gym date went, and then now we're just friends. That's it.
Has she asked you to go to the gym with her?
No. It was somebody else. Not at all.
Okay.
We just been texting.
I'm sorry, honey. Maybe you don't even realize this, but that's weird. And it's just inappropriate, especially when she knows that you're engaged. Mm-hmm. It almost seems like she's trying to kind of see what you would say if she had somebody else. I think there's more to it on her side, because women don't just text, you know, somebody that's taken.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's appropriate. I'm sorry. I don't. It's weird.
I mean, I have other female friends. I don't see what the big deal is.
Yeah, but those other female friends aren't necessarily hitting on you.
Yeah. Like, I feel like she kind of is hitting on him.
I think she is.
I think she's feeling it out and seeing what to say.
Mm-hmm.
Monroe, you can't just say something and make it a fact.
I know, Monroe.
I think it is. You've known this guy for like 3 minutes.
I don't know. I feel like she's moving in on this. She's trying to move in on this territory, and she needs to back off.
Monroe is very defensive for Stevie.
See, and like, I'm Team Keith all the way. Well, I think there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's perfectly innocent, at least especially on his end. Mm-hmm. Like, she might have some ulterior motives, but I would say if you trust him, then there's nothing to worry about.
Well, why didn't she go to her? Why didn't she go to Stevie and ask for advice? Why is she going to him for advice?
Well, it sounds exactly. like Keith was there setting up the proposal, getting really excited, mm-hmm. and she's like, oh, he's a romantic. I'll just ask a romantic dude.
Hey, Keith, will you stop talking to Ivy?
I mean, I don't know. Like, it feels kind of weird, like, having, like, an ultimatum kind of thrown down like that. I mean, I guess, like, if that's, like, Stevie, if that's what you want, you know, but don't you feel like it's kind of weird, like, saying who our friends can be to each other? Doesn't that seem to be, like, one of those things you're not supposed to do in a relationship?
If it's making your fiance uncomfortable, I mean, she's okay with you having other girlfriends, but, you know, it's making her uncomfortable, man.
I just think in this situation, I think it's weird. I think it's really weird. Like, I don't feel comfortable with this girl.
Okay. I mean, babe, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable, I'll stop talking to her. But, you know, like, I would rather kind of like just talk to Ivy and be like, hey, here's the deal. Like, I mean, I feel weird even like talking about it.
Oh,
you know?
Man, he can't quit her.
Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat, man.
Let's do it. Where did my page go? Oh, there we are. The Raptors beat the Warriors in game one of the NBA Finals last night. It was 118-109, so, you know, fairly close.
I was watching it. It was a good game.
Basketball?
Yeah. I don't like to get a
Any
lot into
highlights?
Sports over here. No, not for you guys. Not to right. talk about with you.
Yeah, nothing. That's what I really want to know. I want to know if any of these players has, like, a famous girlfriend.
I know you're looking for the pop culture. There's none from last night. No.
None?
No.
Steph Curry? Right?
Yeah.
Did I nail that?
Well, way
nailed
to go.
It. Nailed it.
Crushed it.
Steph Curry. I don't know who plays for the Raptors, though. I know Drake is a big fan of the Raptors. Did you see Drake at any point? Did the camera flash over to Drake?
Oh, my gosh. A lot.
Oh,
I bet it did. Drake is the mascot now. You know, like when you watch like a game, and you always go to the. It's just Drake.
Well, I know there was some drama behind it because Drake has been a lifelong Raptors fan. He's from Canada. He has followed the Canadian teams. Like, that's his jamaroo.
Yeah.
But he also, just from being famous, has a bunch of friends that play for the Warriors. So he had like a home turf issue last night.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm wearing my Raptors jersey, but I hope my friends don't beat me up for it.
Man, I would not go to that party. I just wouldn't. That's so awkward.
Yeah, you go neutral.
Yeah, right.
Always go neutral.
Yeah, like I'm gonna sit in the nosebleeds. I'm gonna stand over here and watch.
I gotta say, I'm proud of us for filling a minute and a half
with sports talk.
It's Sports Talk Radio.
Excuse you, it's not sports talk. It's Drake talk, and I could fill much longer than a minute with Drake.
Someone
talk.
Call Bill Riley over at ESPN 700 and tell him we're gunning for his job.
No, we're not. Oh, my gosh. As an April Fool's Day, they should let me take over Bill's show for a day. And just
oh,
be like,
my gosh. No.
You know what? All the players looked like they were having a lot of fun.
I want to report live from the locker room.
Oh, gosh.
I want to report live
What
from
else you got, Jack?
She ruined it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Police want you to stop going to Old Town Road. Here's the thing.
Why?
There is an Old Town Road in New Hampshire. And it has a street sign that says Old Town Road.
Yeah, and you and take now, your horse down to Old Town Road.
Everybody's taking their horse down to Old Town Road. And they're getting photos and videos.
It's
and
the, for the gram.
But the problem is that it's like near a bunch of like private property and stuff. And it's causing like traffic issues in otherwise very small towns.
Can you imagine those angry old men? Oh, yeah. Get off my lawn!
Oh, those old farmers that are just like, what's a little Nas? I don't understand. So the Marlboro Police Department sent out a message on Facebook saying, please stop taking your horses down to our Old Town Road. This quiet neighborhood is off of Troy Road, and it's not suitable for it's not a suitable filming location for your amateur rap videos. Please disregard this pop culture reference and continue your equestrian activities as usual.
Here's the thing. Now I know that Old Town Road is right off of Troy Road.
And now I'm going to go find it.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until they made this big announcement.
All they have to do is move the sign, okay? Just put up a sign somewhere in the middle of a field that says Old Town Road and just set up an Instagram.
That would be like us taking 123rd and just moving it somewhere. And then someone's driving through and can't find 123rd Street.
It's old. People live on Old Town Road. That's their home.
Right.
Old Town Road.
And you can't take your horse down there anymore. Mm-hmm.
Man.
It's not exactly clear why Adam Levine left The Voice. We're getting conflicting reports. He's just saying it ran its course. I'm done. Others are saying that he threw a big old fit because they made him fulfill his contract last year he didn't feel like he had to, even though they were paying him $15 million.
He's like, but I did the Super Bowl halftime show.
So he walked, but he did end up walking away from a lot of cash because he had previously agreed to be on the next two seasons.
Right.
Yeah.
And he walked away from $30 million, not to mention whatever his buyout fee is to get out of his contract, which I imagine is not cheap.
$30 million?
He was going to make $15 million for each season after this most recent one.
I will sit there as long as you want.
Absolutely.
For $30 million.
I will sit on a couch and let you throw anything you want at me. You could throw pies at me. You could throw those old, you know, those old yellow trucks that you used to play with in the sandbox that were made out of metal?
Yeah.
Throw one of those in my head. I don't care. For $30 million, are you crazy?
We've talked about it before. For $30 million, I will go into the octagon.
Yeah.
And let someone just beat the crud out of me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll figure it out. Legally Blonde 3, here's the thing, you guys. It's actually going to happen.
Are we? No. I'm scared.
You talking about?
I'm scared.
The first one was great. The second one was great.
I got lucky with the second one, though.
But it was still great. But here's the thing, though. Everyone's doing these sequels and spinoffs and reboots. And they're doing great. Like, they actually take their time and they do them right. Apparently, this has been in the works for a really long time.
I hope that's the case.
And Reese Witherspoon says that it's a lot further along than you might think. She goes, I'm having a really great time working on it. We have a script, but we haven't shot anything yet.
Wow.
Is Luke Wilson going to be back, or do you think he'll not be in this one?
Around? Oh, Luke Wilson, what is he doing lately? I'm sure he's going to be back.
I feel like he has time. I feel like if he checked his calendar, he'd see a few openings. Yeah. So.
I always liked Luke more than Owen anyway, though.
I did,
so
too.
I really wish Luke would come back. I don't like Owen.
Also? You like Luke more than Owen?
Luke Wilson, are you kidding? Yeah.
Wait a minute. Both of you?
He was Mitchapalooza.
I call that my Kung Pao chicken.
Wow.
No.
Every time I hear Post Malone's I picture it with Owen Wilson.
Wedding Crashers? Wow. The Internship?
Oh, Vince Vaughn was the gem of Wedding Crashers.
You take that back now.
I will not. No, I meant it.
We should really stop this now because it's getting violent. That is a showbiz beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Monroe, you were at the grocery store last night and a person accidentally locked her kid in the car.
This poor mom.
Yeah.
You could see her. Like, I pulled in to the parking lot and you could see her with a cop in her car and they were looking in the windows and I was like, uh-oh. The only time a cop comes out when your car's locked is if there's a kid.
Yep.
In the car, and you could see that she was kind of hysterical and then ran in really quick, got donuts, and ran back out, and then there was a fire truck out there. But they ended up getting the baby out, and then you could see the baby was sitting in the fire truck seat, and so the baby had a great time.
But baby was okay?
I'm sure the mom aged probably like 20 years. I was just feeling for her, because it's just one of those things like, oh, how can I do that, you know?
Right.
It happened to Jen.
Did it?
Yeah, she was, this was when Liam was just... Ella wasn't born yet, so maybe a year and a half, and Jen had a rental car. And she was over at the Trader Joe's downtown, and it was summertime. and busy day, out of normal schedule, so she closed the door, and it wasn't a car she was used to, and the car locked.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
And she went, and nothing would open.
Oh, man.
And then the panic set in.
And then
in.
The yes! panic set in, yeah. And her first call was to me, and I said, why are you calling
Jenny.
Me?
Jen.
Call 911, and I think she was just in this panic mode of not knowing like, what to do, and she's like, I'll just call John, and like, maybe that'll help, and I was like, I don't have keys. I could come and break the car window or call the cops, call 911.
Yeah.
And so she did. She called 911, and the police officer got there before the fire department did. And he tried to actually, because it wasn't hot enough to where they were like too worried about Liam yet, and he wasn't crying. He seemed
Same
fine.
Same with last night.
Yeah, that they tried to jimmy the lock, but they couldn't get it. And so finally, they started to notice like a little sweat on Liam, and the cop's like, I'm sorry. I gotta break this window, and Jen's like,
"No, really?"
She's like, "I didn't get the insurance."
We did it. Yeah, and this was like a rental where, like, I don't know why we got it, but it had one where, like, the sound comes through the window. Like, it was a very expensive window, and
sounds expensive.
So he pulled out some window breaking tool and just smacked it.
Yep,
broke it, and was able. And then the fire department pulled up while they were pulling Liam out of the car. And did a whole, you know, check on him, and he was fine. And they actually gave him this cute stuffed animal that he still has today from the traumatic experience, which he doesn't remember at all. If anyone remembers it, it's Jen.
Right. She'll never forget it.
No.
She will give never Jen forget a stuffed it. Animal.
That's who needs it.
Till the day she dies, she will double check that locked door in the car.
Right? Yeah. And, you know, it's so funny. We had Mary Nichols in yesterday. We were talking about how it's summertime, and it is one of those things that just happens. And a lot of times, just by mistake, or someone's routine, just you kind of go on with your day, and maybe it's something different, and you don't usually have the kid in the back seat, and you park, and you go into work, and you better double check.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to bring this up because Primary Children's has this thing that you can get for free that actually it goes where the seatbelt would lock on your car seat, and when you take it off, you wear it around your neck, and it's this brightly colored necklace that says like "kid in back." So when you get out of your car, you'd be like, oh, the necklace. Okay, good. I have a kid in the back. And if for some reason you're in your own mind or you go in, someone will be like, hey, you're wearing a very strange necklace. I think maybe you need to check.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Smart. So if you're interested, Primary Children's has those for free. You can just go to their website. All the hits, Mix 105.1, John Monroe and Jackson, 845, as we broadcast live from Nieder's downtown Salt Lake City at City Creek. And on the phone right now, you know him from the number one film that's everywhere. We've already seen it. We've all loved it. I'm talking Aladdin. Mina Massoud. What's up, Mina?
Hey.
Oh, or not.
We can't hear him.
Or not. I was hoping I was
really afraid
live
of
live radio.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hi.
Oh, is this Aww. Mina Massoud right here?
Aww.
What was it like playing Aladdin?
It was great. I enjoyed it all.
Okay, that's enough. John is pretending to be
what?
Not Mina.
What?
I promise.
Maybe we should go to
play a song.
We can play a song and then come back.
All right. Good news. I've been told it's working. Mina Massoud on the phone. Mina.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, man? I gotta tell you, we all three of us have seen Aladdin. We went to a special advance screening that Mix put on, and what a fantastic live version
we haven't
of the
stopped
movie.
Talking
yeah.
about it.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're really excited that people are enjoying the film and coming back to watch it over and over again. So it's really exciting.
On the phone with us, Aladdin, Mina Massoud from the Aladdin film. Hey, Mina, what was the audition process like? Were you asked to audition for this? Was it like an open call? I know you're a working actor, but, I mean, this is obviously a huge film.
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching the film, and it meant a lot to me growing up, and I actually saw the first audition call. It was an open call for anyone. So I sent in a tape, and I didn't hear anything back for 4 months. I was quite disappointed and devastated, and I thought they had gone to someone else. But 4 months later, we started hearing back, and things started picking up.
On your audition tape, did you sing, or what exactly did you put on it? Because, I mean, your voice was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It fit the role.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Or was it just you kind of reading some lines from the original?
No. It was a couple of scenes from the new film and a couple of songs that I had to put together from the film as well.
That's super cool. But speaking of, like, the original film, it was huge. And Aladdin's, that's some big shoes to fill. Were you at all nervous going into the role? Like, oh my gosh, they're going to hate me if I don't do a good job?
I didn't have much time to get in my head about it. I found out I got cast on a Wednesday, and on the Friday I had to go to London to start working on it. So I really just didn't have time to overthink it or anything. And I think that was a blessing, guys.
That's great. So you did film in London, and then you also, was it Jordan that you guys filmed in?
Yeah, we went to Jordan, yes.
And you guys hung out with, like, the royal family? What was that like?
It was amazing. It was great. The King of Jordan, His Majesty, gave us his helicopters, and we actually took his helicopters to visit Petra for when we had a day off. So, it was incredible, and it reminded me of being back home in Cairo. So it was just amazing.
So cool.
On the phone with us, Mina Massoud. You know him as Aladdin in the movie Aladdin that's out now. I got to know about the magic carpet, because were you guys just sitting on, like, a rug on a green screen? Was there any hydraulics involved?
Yeah. They took one of those huge robotic arms that put cars together, and they attached this carpet rig to it. So it had 32 different points of hydraulics on it, and it was quite insane. It moved exactly the way that the carpet moved in the film.
Was that scary then? Because
that looks scary.
I feel like I would not want that.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, it takes some getting used to. Certainly the first time me and Naomi were on it, we were kind of shocked with how intense it was. It was kind of like being on a roller coaster. But we were wired in and everything. We were safe.
On the phone with us, Aladdin, Mina Massoud from the movie Aladdin. When you guys were filming it, did you do the vocals ahead of time, or were they recording them right then and there? I know they go kind of different ways now with musicals.
With my songs, because they're quite physically intensive, One Jump and Whole New World, we recorded freehand, we recorded during, and then we recorded after. With Naomi, she has one new song in this film called Speechless, and she did a little bit of that live because there wasn't much, action work involved in that song, so she did a little bit of it live.
How was it? I mean, obviously, a lot of people are talking about Will Smith taking over the role from Robin Williams as the genie. A lot of pressure involved with him, but he seemed playful and like he really just embraced the role.
Yeah, he just brought all of himself to the role. He gave it his all, and people are loving his rendition of it. It's very different than Robin's, but he brings the past 30 years of experience to the role, and you can see it. He does a lot in this film.
Is he as motivating on set as he is on, like, social media?
On Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
On the phone with us, Mina Massoud. He is Aladdin in the brand-new Aladdin film from Disney. What has this been like for you? I mean, you have been just on a whirlwind since the premiere. I mean, you're doing Phoners with Us, just a little morning show this morning. Like, are you fried? Are you just done with the whole process?
No, it's been quite rewarding the past week. People have been going out and seeing the film, and we couldn't be happier with the audience scores that we're getting back and the audience reaction. So, it's really rewarding in that way. We hope people continue to go see it and love it and enjoy their weekend with it.
Yeah, I was telling John just yesterday, I've always tried to get them to watch the cartoon Aladdin, like my children, and they've never really been super into it, but with this one, they keep asking me, Mom, when can we go see Aladdin again? So I think you guys nailed it. It's so good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, our hope is that people go and enjoy it several times.
Hey, Mina, what was your favorite scene while filming or maybe watching back as you sat there in the premiere of Aladdin?
It's a tough one because, really, I got to do a bunch of really cool stuff for this. But the jam scene, the first time Prince Charles meet the royal
family. The Yam Jam!
That scene is fully improvised pretty much, and it was a ton of fun just
bringing that to life with Will and the cast.
No kidding.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I had no clue.
That's the best part of the movie.
That improv stole the movie completely. His name is Mina Massoud. You know him as Aladdin from Disney's Aladdin. Just thanks for spending some time with us this morning. We really do appreciate it. And once again, nice job. Obviously, you're talking to three fans over here.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
I know a lot of kids have their final day of school today.
Man, my kids still have another week.
Mine too.
And they're upset about it.
Yeah, all right, because of the neighborhood kids?
Yeah. Yep. They're like, well, hey, everybody's out this Friday.
Yeah, and Ogden has been out since last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how that works? Like, and with us, so like the kids are out running around on our street or knocking on the door, and our kids are either asleep or...
Why are the other kids out in your neighborhood, but your kids are not?
Because they go to bed.
Because my kids go to bed at 8 o'clock, and it doesn't... sun.
No, what I'm saying is, why are the other kids out of school already?
Oh, I live on a... So, up where we are, at the point of the mountain, you can actually choose which side.
Oh, you're on a variance.
Yeah. So that's why. And a lot of them chose opposite of us. So, then, you know, they're just... It's like 8:15.
The other parents are like, oh, the Watkins go to that school? Ugh, we're going to go somewhere else.
It's so weird. The community chose to be on the other side of town from
us. They want
to
be on the other side, away from the riffraff.
My gosh, you want to hear an embarrassing story about last night?
Always.
Of course.
So last night was our makeup match for soccer.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard, this soccer season...
it's been the worst.
...has been the worst. And I think a lot of families are dealing with it because of all the rain and the storms.
Yeah.
And so we've had so many games canceled. We end up not having, like, any practices because either rain or... Then like, I feel like at some point after so many things were canceled, the families just started checking out on the season.
Uh-huh.
And I don't blame them, but I was coaching because no one else would. It's not... I just said I'll do it. It was, like, one of those emails, like, hey, if no one coaches, we're going to not do this team. And I'm like, all right, I'll step up. And this is for my daughter, Ella. So last night was the makeup game. It was a 6:30 match, which means it would end around 7:30 at night, which is late for a bunch of... preschoolers.
Dude, that's so late because you got to go get home. You got to dinner.
Yep.
You got to get him in the bath and you got to go to bed.
Got
to
do
fast.
All. Nothing stresses me out and gives me blood pressure the way that when we have a 6:30 game and I know that the kids aren't going to go to sleep till like 9.
Uh-huh.
Like, it really is. And the other coach, when the game started, was like, hey, I'm going to keep track of the time. Like, don't worry about it. I'm like, cool. That makes it easy for me. And so we start. It's 7:30 and he's not ending the game. We've now been playing much longer when we were supposed to, because really you're supposed to end about 10 minutes before.
Uh-huh.
And now it's 7:35, and the game's still playing. And now my wife, Jen.
She's like doing the wrist thing.
Yeah. Like, she's doing the wrist thing. Then it's 7:40. And Jen stands up and yells, all right, that's enough of this game. We're done. Just like, blow your whistle. The game's over.
Dude, I love her so much.
She's great.
That's not embarrassing at all.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not embarrassing.
I'm standing like, what are you doing?
You know how many times I have, like, been out as a mom in one of those situations and wished that I had the guts to stand up and say, all right, we're done.
I'm like, Jen, what are you doing? She's like, well, you're not stopping the game, and the kids have to go to bed. Game's over.
You're the coach.
And she just
step up and do something, or I will do something for you.
I felt like she did it, but I felt like she came over, like, grabbed my ear and just dragged me home.
Yeah.
Like, that's enough playing with your friends.
She's
we're
got
leaving
you by the
now.
Ankle. Like...
Yeah, exactly. So I turned to the coach, and I was like, game. And like, that's how the season ended, which I felt
wow,
really just kind of...
Did you guys lose?
Yeah, that really sums up the
lost.
Whole season.
It really just so feels, hard. Yeah. So if anyone was out there over at Steep Mountain last night and you were at the game where some onlooker just called it, I'm so very sorry. I figure, though, since we're on the road and we probably won't be going back to record podcast extras,
we
might as well do the stories that did not make it on to choose the news this morning. So, Jackson, what was yours?
So this story is the 10 people who are the most romantically off limits. So you think, like, friend's ex, I think, is the big one that everyone thinks about. Like, you can't date your friend's ex.
You can't date an acquaintance's ex.
Yeah, otherwise it's like a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
It's
you
just
know,
a whole thing.
So I had, see if this is on there, a coworker.
I was like, go on, Manuel.
A coworker, she got divorced. My sister went on a date with her ex-husband. And I was like, no, you can't do that. Like, that's my work.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, how close are you with this person? I'm like, I literally
close
sit
enough.
Right next to her.
Yeah, I'm there.
Not cool.
That's a hard one, too, because a lot of times I think when friend groups are together, it's really easy for you to end up with, like the show Friends.
Yeah.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Go on.
So, new survey asks people who are the most romantically off limits. Number 10 says a coworker. So, yeah, you can't date a coworker.
You're just saying a coworker in general.
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea.
It's just messy. But no one in our building ever takes that seriously because the number of matches
someone
made at
Broadway.
Someone
just got flowers the
media.
Other day, anonymous flowers, and you know that means that they're dating a coworker.
They are dating a coworker. They said it's from someone in the building, but they're not going to tell us who.
I'm not going to tell you who.
We all know, all right? It's not a secret.
I will find out.
You know, I'll tell you when we're off air. I know who it is.
You do?
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Someone 20 years older or younger than you.
No, no.
So 20 is too much, apparently.
I was always told you divide your age by half and add 7.
Oh, so gross.
That's what I was told. All
right.
You divide your age in half.
Yeah, so let's say
if you're 40, you'd be 20 plus 7, so you could date a 27 or older.
Right. Socially, it's acceptable. See, Monroe's going, 27 and 40 doesn't seem that crazy.
Yeah.
Divide in half, add 7.
Okay.
All right. Words of wisdom.
Okay. Anyway. Number 8, one of your ex's friends. So you can't date a friend's ex, but you also can't date an ex's friend.
No, you can't.
I think you can.
I don't see a problem with that.
I don't either.
Really?
That's your ex's friend. That's on their side. That's not on your side.
That's messy for them.
Yeah, you're fine.
Plus, when you want to know dirt on your ex, you have their friend right there.
See, go for it.
Yeah.
One time, I went on a double date, and then I started seeing my friend's date behind her back because we kind of hit it off at the double date.
Oh, my gosh.
So then it was a mess. It was a huge mess. And then she's like, dude, I didn't hit it off with him, obviously. You could have told me the whole time. I'm like, okay, sorry.
Oh, brutal.
This one says, someone who was your teacher.
Former
educator.
I think so.
I don't know, man.
No?
Here's the thing, though. You just said that it was okay for a 40-year-old to date a 27-year-old.
When you say teachers, I always think, like, high school.
Yeah.
Oh, we're
Oh, not while they're still in high school. Someone who was formerly your teacher, was your teacher. Yeah.
I know that sometimes, like, I had teachers back in high school, so we were, like, 17 and 18, and our teachers were 22.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
same.
Really close in age.
Pretty much the same people.
Seems strange to me, though.
21-year-olds are the exact same people as 17-year-olds, for sure.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone's like, oh, but you grow and mature so much. No, you don't.
No.
No.
About 30,
from
maybe
about,
40.
From about 16 to 30, you're pretty much the same person. let's see here. Your ex's sibling, of course. Don't date your ex's sibling.
That's good brutal, advice. Man. Yeah. That's
but
harsh.
Only 38% of people said that was not okay. So
listen, we had Bo Biden end up dating.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was
remember
weird.
That? Yeah.
My ex's mom would be okay if I dated his brother.
Oh,
she loved me so much. She's like, I just want you in my family.
I'll tell you that so Jen's mom always assumed that I was going to end up with Jen's sister. Oh. Which was strange.
Well, I mean, when Jen leaves you, there's still always that opportunity. So I wouldn't worry about it. It still could happen.
That's a good point.
Number 5, your boss. Don't take your
don't
boss.
Don't do it.
Mm-mm.
It always sounds fun, but it's always a bad
it's
idea.
It's really not. Nah. It's not fun.
Number 4, one of your parents' friends.
Gross.
Like Richard and Friends.
Yes, just like Richard and Friends. And they think that that is worse than dating someone 20 years younger than you.
There's something weird about dating your friend. Your
a family friend.
Your parents'
friend.
Yeah,
if they've seen you as a little kid.
Yeah, exactly. And watched you grown up.
Yeah.
There's just something strange about
it. Is. It doesn't
That's
feel
all.
Right.
But again, if they're older than 20 years, then they probably could be your parents' friends.
Right.
If I was dating someone 20 years older than me, he would be older than my dad.
I hear you. I hear what you're
he
saying.
Would
if he knew what, if he saw you out in the backyard playing... You know, when you were young.
They went to your T-ball game. You shouldn't then be able to date them.
No.
I think that's just a good rule of advice.
Right. Nah, it's fine. number 3, a friend's ex, of course. Number 2, someone in a relationship, obviously.
Yeah, that's
well,
good advice.
Yeah.
And then number 1, a friend's partner. So you can't, you know.
Oh, on your friends.
You can't date your friends. Like, your friend's partner shouldn't be cheating on your friend with you.
Ooh,
that's cool.
That's
but here's
cold.
The thing. Only 50% of people said that they're off limits. So only half of people think that that's not okay.
Who are the other? Who's the other
USA,
half?
USA. USA. USA.
People working together.
Hey, Monroe, we already did Jackson's Choose a New Story. Why don't we do yours right now?
Okay, so this is kind of exciting. IKEA, they've just launched a new furniture line.
And it's going, and it's inspired by some of our favorite TV shows. So you could have, yeah, you could have a living room that looks like The Simpsons.
Oh, why? Would
I don't want,
that?
One that looks like the Simpsons. They're poor.
That room is terrible. It has the one sailboat photo over a couch.
It changes.
It does changes. From time to time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes there's two sailboat photos.
But it's great. Uh-huh. No? Okay, you don't like that one. Okay, what about the Friends living room?
Okay, I was going to ask.
Oh, yes.
Will they sell the yellow picture frame that Monica has over her peephole? Because I want that picture frame, and if you look at them on Amazon, they're like $30.
Are they really that nice?
Yeah. Like, that's insane. A picture frame with nothing in it.
Yeah.
Or Stranger Things.
Which one?
It's a lot of Christmas lights, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
They're going to hire someone to come in and paint the alphabet on your wall.
Terrible.
So that's it. That's what they've got. They've got The Simpsons, Stranger Things, and Friends.
It's quite the story you got.
Three heavy hitters.
Wow. It's called the Real Life Series.
Why not do like the Seinfeld couch? Or I'm trying to think of other like iconic living rooms.
John wants to make your living room look like an old Jewish diner.
Oh, man.
Okay.
I do.
Dude, what if they did the soup kitchen one?
That'd be cool.
If they could have a guy, like a robot, that would be like, no soup for you.
No, but if you know, like you have the booth that they went to the diner, and that was like your booth for where you would eat? Like your dining room
the
table?
Booth.
Yeah, like all of a sudden, that's cool to me.
Nah.
All right, good chat. We're back.
Anything but Seinfeld, I'd be fine with. But you know how I feel about those people.
Let's see if you guys can figure out how the story ends on this one, okay?
Okay, I love it.
34-year-old Melinda was caught shoplifting last Tuesday after she shoved $17 worth of stuff in her purse at a Walmart in North Carolina. Okay?
Okay.
She ran from security and she headed into the parking lot. What do you think happened next?
So she for sure has the stuff in her
she
purse,
she has
right?
the stuff in her purse, $17 worth of stuff.
Down by
she ran
security.
From security. She goes into the parking lot.
Well, that is when she hops onto her motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, it's got a sidecar.
Yeah.
What they didn't expect, though, is that in that sidecar is a little person with an old-school Tommy gun. And the craziest shootout you've ever seen ensues between the little person on the sidecar and the police. Now, they're traveling down the freeway at super high speed.
Right.
Bullets are flying everywhere. But he's got such a low center of gravity that they keep shooting over him.
That is something I would love to see.
So, yeah. So, eventually, the police were able to commandeer the vehicle.
Uh-huh.
They managed to get it off to the side, and they were arrested.
Okay. Monroe, what do you think happened?
They had to bust out the child's handcuffs.
No, thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, in my version, one of the things that she stole was one of those giant inflatable unicorns.
Oh, yeah.
And so as they were chasing her, she's like, hold on, hold on, hold on, wait. And she took it out of her purse, and she took about 15 minutes to blow it up. But she blew it up and then took out the collapsible paddle that she also stole and put in her purse, jumped on the unicorn, and paddled her way. Out
now, was she on water at this time and she was paddling,
no,
or was she on the
she
cement?
Was on, she was on cement.
Okay.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. And then she drank wine out of her Pringles can.
So she didn't get very far, is what you're telling me.
No,
I'm going to tell you she did get far. In fact, when the security actually got out to the parking lot when they were chasing her, they couldn't find her.
Oh.
They didn't see any cars leave.
Because she stole a camouflage jacket.
They saw nothing. They're like, is she a ghost?
No, her godfather, who she didn't know existed, sent her an invisibility cloak for Christmas.
Right, exactly.
Of course.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what the security did. They did nothing. They actually just went, well, I guess she disappeared.
Huh.
We'll just end it there.
How
and they waited
that?
For the cops to arrive, because that's what you do when you have a shoplifter.
Sure,
right?
Okay.
When the cops got there, they decided to check the security tape, and they realized the car that she had arrived in never left. It was still there in the Walmart parking lot. So they went over to the car, and that's when they noticed that the trunk wasn't actually closed all the way.
No.
No way.
And when they opened it, they found Melinda hiding inside.
Oh, Melinda, you sneaky,
like,
sneaky.
Peekaboo!
But it was 90 degrees out and even hotter
in
the trunk.
Did she
die?
She had a six-pack of Mountain Dew.
Oh, good.
Yeah, girl.
So she had sustenance.
So she kept pouring Mountain Dew on herself.
Uh-huh. To cool herself off.
No!
Herself off.
Oh, that's got to be so sticky. Oh, gross.
And so by the time they opened up the trunk, they found a very sticky Melinda with six empty Mountain Dew bottles laying around next to her.
Hey, Melinda.
You're the new guy. You put the cuffs on, right?
Yeah, exactly. That is how the story ends.
Messed up, Doc.
Are you ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Saved by the Bell, the new class lasted longer than the original Saved by the Bell.
Really?
Saved by the Bell, the new class had 143 episodes, while Saved by the Bell had only 126 episodes.
Okay, hold
on. That is so wrong.
Saved by the Bell, the new class. What one was that?
Saved by the Bell, the new class was when Screech was actually like the assistant principal of it. And it was,
got it.
Is that the one you watched growing up?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
I didn't watch any of them. I only knew of Saved by the Bell. I didn't realize that there was a spinoff that did better than Saved by the Bell.
It turned into like a Saturday morning show, I think, is when it was on, if I remember right. And Mr. Belding was still there. And Screech ended up as, like, I don't know if it was a principal or a guidance counselor.
You can't put Screech in charge of things. That's crazy. That's the whole point of Screech.
Yeah, I'm so surprised at that.
I know. I'm, like, disheartened to read this. I wonder if they're at... Do you remember when Saved by the Bell started? It was, like, Zach, but there wasn't, like, the rest of them. Haley Mills was a teacher from The Parent Trap. Did I go one too far for even you, Monroe? I thought you watched Saved by the Bell. I thought you would be my person.
I was not into Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Everyone was into Tiffany Amber
Thiessen. You can just leave.
Men, women, children, everyone loved Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
She ruined 90210.
She was the best part of 90210. When she went on, it brought a whole new life to the episode.
She ruined it.
No, and then she was on Melrose Place also. Which one was she Valerie on? Was that 90210 or Melrose Place?
I don't even remember,
one
but
question
she ruined it.
Too many again. And that's how we'll end the show today.
Uh-huh.
Monroe, final thoughts from you.
You guys, we interviewed Aladdin.
Yeah, we did.
Today. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all high-fiving each other.
That's really cool.
This is a big deal.
That is a big deal.
Like, Mina Massoud, he's a super talented guy.
Yeah.
And he called us, man. He called. He had to dial our number.
Are we going to get that in the podcast? Will that part be there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, that's what I was going to say. Go to the podcast, because like John said, a lot has happened in the last 24 hours, and it's easy to miss some of it. So if you'd like to hear it all, you can always listen to the podcast. Check it out anywhere you get your podcast. Just search for The Mixed Morning Fix.
Hey, do they have pumpernickel bread here at Kneaders?
Possibly.
Sure.
Why?
I only ask because my amazing fact page, the one right after my Saved by the Bell, is that pumpernickel literally translates to the devil's flatulence in Old German. And that makes me laugh. So
flatulence?
Yes.
The devil's flatulence?
Uh-huh.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pumpernickel.
I feel the same way. When
I don't know if they sell that here, but that's just a fun fact
to enjoy if they did, they're not anymore.
This weekend, if you're going over to Pride, we're going to be at the Pride Parade on Sunday. We're very close towards the beginning, like the 40th float or something. So be on the lookout for us. We'll all be there walking around saying hi. I'd love to give you a high five and take a photo as well. That does it. I wanted to say thank you to Carlin, who has been running our board like
Carlin
a champ.
MVP, man.
MVP.
He did great today.
Carlin.
Like, it's really hard to keep us in line. Like, this is a literal circus, and Carlin's the ringmaster.
Yeah, so that was really cool. We're live from Kneaders for a few more minutes here at City Creek Center. It's John, Monroe, and Jackson on Mix 105.1.